Oh, we were talking about hay. Where did you get your hay? Where did you?
Well, we raised it. That's what you mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we raised. We try to put out enough feed to feed, and that would uh-huh. be part of the feed ground.
Any special place that you raised it?
Well, we'd usually put it on the sorriest land, I guess. We used to try to raise the wheat on the better land, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we usually use the slopinger land or the uh-huh. smaller patches for the hay and things like that.
Did you call this anything special?
No. You have reference for a meadow or something uh-huh. like that. Well, we didn't call them meadows. You could.
And where did the cattle graze?
In the pasture. We had regular grass pastures for them.
Was cotton raised around here at all?
Some, yeah. We used to raise cotton here. We don't much now. But then that was part of our farm program, as well as feed and grain mm-hmm. at one time.
What did you do when the cotton was ripe?
Well, we'd pull it. We didn't pick much cotton. There's a difference in pulling and picking.
Well, there is?
Yeah, picking cotton is where you just take the lint from the bowl.
Uh-huh.
And pulling is where you pull the bowl and all.
Yeah, the whole works.
Yeah. So most cotton was pulled.
Uh-huh. What does chop cotton mean?
Well, that's when if you plant your cotton and it comes up and it's usually too thick. And you chop that cotton to a stand, you see. Uh-huh. You thin it.
Uh-huh. Did you have a fence around your house when you were a boy?
No.
How about in town? Did they have wooden fences there?
Yeah, a lot of times they had picket fences, you know. And
these were with the boards up like this? What did you call each of the boards there in a fence like that?
I wouldn't know what they called them. Wouldn't be a stave, I don't guess.
I know, I never had any of those, and I'd see movies of kids running down there with a stick and making it rattle.
Mm-hmm. And just board fence, as far as I know. I don't know. There would be a particular name for that, but I couldn't tell you that.
Did they ever have wooden fences here made out of logs or split logs? Or
no, mighty few. Might be a few rail locks, that pins, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as rail fences to any extent, no.
Just didn't have the wood.
No, they didn't have the right kind of timber to make them with. You know.
When they made them, how did they make them? Like that?
Yeah, they'd lap them this way, and then the next one would be lapped the other way. Uh-huh. You know, that's the way they tied them together, was lapping the ends. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't be a straight, because they couldn't. Mm-hmm. They had to be, like you say, this way, and the next one would be off the other way.
Boy, what a waste.
Yeah.
What do you use for your fences now?
Well, we use some wooden posts yet, but a lot of metal posts, and then wire, of course, that is barbed wire, woven wire.
How did you attach the wire to the post when you had a wooden post?
A steeple.
And just put that in with a gun? Or?
No, a hammer. A hammer. Now, they use an awful lot of electric fences anymore. They just tear out everything, and then when they take a notice in the pasture, they just string up one wire with a post just every once in a while to hold it up.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're through that, well, they roll it up in 30 minutes, you know, half a mile of fence.
Boy.
That way it does away with the weeds and stuff along your roads.
Uh-huh.
And, well, it's just not much upkeep to a fence like that.
You cultivate the field and put your fence in after you've got it cultivated.
Yeah, you can change your fence back and forth, you know, whenever it's in the way, whenever you're not using it. Pretty handy.
Boy. Go ahead. Excuse me.
There's lots of them going to that, just tearing out there. Just don't keep your old fences up till they're past